Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Jackson. Please hold a moment, everyone. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't know if we were having a little technical difficulties. But please stand by for our Chief International Ambassador. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
God bless all of you. I am here this morning. God bless you. Yes. I ask you all to pray for me. I'm getting ready to go to Texas here, but we have a very special guest this morning, and I just want to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ambassador Stern, are you on the line? All right. God bless all of you. God is so ultra awesome, so phenomenal. Amen. And we do love him and thank him for all of his goodness and kindness. Amen. I want to just pray with all of you. This is a line where people come from all over the world, and we come to praise God together and to thank him together. The enemy has tried his best to separate God's people, and the enemy has tried his best to keep the people of the Lord from standing together and from trying to keep the people of the Lord from having that power. We have more power together. Collective praise is better than individual praise. People coming from every church affiliation, every church denomination, from every economic strata. And so we just praise God together. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are so ultra awesome, so ultra phenomenal. Nobody like you. Kind of the greatest privilege of my life, just to come before you. And thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross and dying for us. Thank you. In Hebrews, that second chapter, it tells us that we are brethren and sisters. And we are your brothers and sisters, Jesus. Thank you, because you are the only begotten Son of God. Yes, we've been adopted, and we're praising God for being adopted. Now, Lord, I'm asking you this day if you would look on this precious prayer line, every person on here. Bless them, God. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out and coming in. Find the enemy who comes to just sit and try to pick and try to tear down anything that God does, that jealous, jealous, jealous demons. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to completely bind the devil. Give us victory on every hand, in every situation. Give us your victory. Look on those who are less fortunate in prisons, on the street, under bridges and things like that, God, they need your help. Look on them and help them in Jesus' name. And God, I pray that you look on the children. Amen. Thank you for the children and what you've done for them, how you blessed them in Jesus' name. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been so awesome. Now, God, it is right 1 and 8 says that 1 and 9 says, for all have sinned. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar and his word is not in us. And when we're even in our best, the Bible tells us that our righteousness is as filthy rags. And God, we thank you for your blessings and for your forgiveness. Now, Lord, take over this line. Without forgiveness, Lord, you cannot take over the line. And I bless, thank you, and I bless your holy name for doing so. Now, Lord, again, this day, bless everybody. We love you and we appreciate you. And we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, I pray this in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and praise the Lord. And let me see how many of y'all are awake this morning. Amen. Let's speak to each other. Amen. Let's not walk in the room. I know we speak in tongues. And let's speak in English to each other. And good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
He's always here. Good morning, Lord. Everybody.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Is our special guest online, Ambassador? I'm calling Sister Sarah Jordan Powell.
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. God bless you. And I want to just try to introduce our guest in just a moment, but I want to get some praise unto the Lord first.
Yes.
People all on this line who are not ashamed of the Lord, who realize that death chains were racing last night, but now you are here because the Lord spared your life. Do you know that in Hebrews, that second chapter tells us that Satan many times is over death, but the last enemy shall be destroyed, which is death one day. But God is over Satan, so anytime the enemy wants to put your name on the God over Satan takes your name off and says when you live and when you are supposed to leave here. So you are cognizant that God bless you to have life this morning. And if you're cognizant of that, why don't you give him some praise? And I'm going to open up the line again to see who really wants to give him praise and who can give him great praise. God gave me that wonderful design of a praise check, which we are taking across the world called praise check. It's not to see if you have a praise. It's to see what level your praise is on. Somebody, if you don't feel like God has done a lot for you, then your level of praise is not high. But if you've ever been down and he picked you up, if you've ever been out and he brought you in, if you've ever been financially broke and God paid your bills, you've ever been in the hospital sick to death and God brought you out, then you have a high praise because you know how good he's been in the name of Jesus. God gave me that new assignment to help people across the world know how good God has been to them. I found out that your heart beats 72 times a minute, and in a day's time, 24 hours, your heart beats over 105,000 times. Your heart beats that much. So if you realize that God has let your heart beat since yesterday, 105,000 times, you got a high praise. So let me see who has a high praise, and let me see who's energetic to praise him. Come on the line and open your mouth and give him praise from every area code. This is a praise check. Let's give the Lord praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God, just other songs that God has used her to sing, and people have rejoiced all across this nation when this woman sings. She's a psalmist, one of the greatest psalmists who's ever lived in the Church of God in Christ and all over the world. She's blessed my heart many times. I never forget in Memphis, Tennessee, when this woman sang that song, "When Jesus Comes," and the whole entire convocation, you might say, they were up on their feet everywhere, weeping and shouting and running and praising God as never before. God used this woman in such an ultra awesome way. God was in it. He blessed it as never before. I never will forget that night. It was something. Oh, my God. But this is Sarah Jordan Powell. Sarah Jordan Powell, our Lord, has been one of the blessings to the church for a long time. We're so honored to have her. We want her to just come and bless your heart, whatever she wants to say. She'll be an encouragement to you, I'm sure. And the line will be open. Take about, if you want to take, 30 minutes or something like that. And that's who has been across this nation, blessing people everywhere. In the line to you.
Oh, thank you. I am just overwhelmingly delighted, Dr. Johnson, to be with this group this morning. My God, to start early with the attitude of prayer.
Before you begin this morning, that we certainly love you and appreciate you. A lot of people on this line have followed you. And I want, just before she comes, I want to ask Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line this morning? Ambassador Hagen, come and give us a station identification, and then it will be in her hands.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning. Yes, we are here, Chief Ambassador.
Amen. Give us a station identification, and thank God for you.
Praise God. Oh, bless. Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning again, everyone. We are here live today. That's NPA, NPA Radio, Live Talk Radio. We are here live at the studio, NPA, NPA Radio, Blog Talk. Can you hear me?
We can. We can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, we are broadcasting live this morning from NPA, NPAradio.com on Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached simply by dialing into the live studio, 347-934-0207, and we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. Today, even now, we're literally being heard countries such as Africa, Asia, Brazil, Canada, Europe, Russia, China, Italy, France, Mexico, Australia, Pakistan, Korea, Japan, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, Jerusalem, Virgin Isles, Puerto Rico, and you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to thank the Lord, amen, for Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. May God forever bless you, sir. And we do welcome our special guest, Sarah Jordan Powell. May God forever bless each of you. Back to you, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. Lord, I wish we had a drum roll. But you all, thank you so much again. And our special guest, we appreciate you. The Lord bless you and the line is in your hands. Thank you so much. Sarah Jordan Powell.
All right. Well, it's just a joy, an overwhelming joy, to have time to share with the people, with the people of God who love God with all their heart.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay.
You might hear some pumps. Every now and then you have a prompt and maybe say 10 seconds, all that.
I just love the scripture that says, pray without ceasing, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And when it says pray without ceasing, I just want to remind everybody that when I was a little girl, I wondered, how can you pray without ceasing? You know, pray without ceasing, that means all the time. And then later, I found out that prayer is not just an activity, but it is an attitude. And so when you have the attitude of prayer, you can be driving your car, and your attitude is praying. That's what it is. You just have a prayerful attitude. When you are going to the grocery store and you're getting your groceries, as you select the items, you are in a prayerful attitude. So prayer is more than an activity. It's also an attitude. And when you stay in the attitude of prayer, miracles happen. I mean, miracles. Miracles happen. The atmosphere of expectancy is the breeding ground for miracles. And so when you live in that state of expectancy for God to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, that's an attitude of prayer. That's an attitude of prayer. And it's absolutely grounds for miracles. I experience miracles every day of my life. When I was serving as academic advisor at Oral Roberts University here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I remember Oral Roberts saying, at least 100 miracles pass you by every day, and you're not even aware of them. Well, I just think of the miracle of breathing. We're breathing God's breath. Mm-hmm. And it's not our breath. We belong to him, and he has put his wonderful breath in us. So every time you take a breath, every time you take a breath, that's a miracle. That is a miracle. So I want you to think, you know, out of the box. Think about how God has brought you to this point. And he didn't bring you this far to leave you. And your best is still yet to come. So be encouraged, be edified, be renewed in God's word, and let his blessings flow in your life. I was listening to the lady who talked about the gentleman who was ill and how God delivered him, how he was breathing and something, was it a gas leak or whatever it was. Look at what God did. Oh, my God. So there are miracles that you experience every day of your life. So stay in a prayerful attitude and let God work his will in you. It is not our will. When the disciples asked Jesus, how should we pray? How should we pray? And I think we forget sometimes that Jesus said, when you pray, pray in this manner, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And I like this part, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Many times we pray our will, but we should pray the will of God, because he is in all of us and he wants to do something special for everybody. You are so unique. When I think of 8 billion, approximately 400 million people on planet Earth, and when I think how individually he has made us, what a miracle. Not even twins have the same thumbprint. That just blows my mind. That's how special you are to God. He made you that way. And there are so many small lines on your thumb. But when God made you, he made you special so that you're not like anybody else. And he wants to fulfill his purpose in you. We're all here on assignment. And everybody's assignment is different. Everybody's. You came to this earth to fulfill a purpose. And whatever that is, you want to do it. You don't want to quit the earth until you finish what you came here to do. So if you don't know why you're here, ask him. When you're praying, say, God, show me what is your will for my life, and I will do it. I'll be obedient. The Bible says if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. That blesses me. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So I just want to encourage everybody who is up this early to just keep your mind and your will on him all day and watch miracles happen. Watch miracles happen. I'm telling you, it will blow your mind. You'll say, oh, my God, that was God. You know it wasn't you, because he's working his will in you. So pray today as you move to and fro, in and out. God, your will, not my will. Let your will be done in my life. And I'm telling you, you will be so abundantly happy and extraordinarily blessed that you will want to tell everybody, you know what happened to me today? And I'm telling you, it won't be like any other day. Every day there are miracles for you. And so I want everybody to continue to seek the will of God in your life. I'm done. I just wanted to put that in. Dr. Johnson, I'm inspired by what you're doing, and I wanted to be up this morning to be included in this prayer line. My God, you know, this touches people around the world.
Thank you so much. Are you still there? Amen. We may have lost her for a moment here. I'm sure she'll be calling back in. Amen. God bless you. That was Sister Sarah Jordan Powell. I wanted her to just...
Are we there?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you do? Well, she said press star, so that's what I did.
No. Disregard those prompts.
Just disregard them. Yeah, well, I was just saying that everybody who is included this morning is so special. For you to recognize that God has preeminence in your life. What a miracle. What a miracle just knowing that he loves you so much, that he promised that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And you can really trust him with your future, and your best is yet to come. So I praise God for Dr. Johnson and what he's doing. You don't realize how this is touching the world. Because somebody will tell somebody, and somebody else will tell somebody, and it reaches and reaches and reaches. It's like a wave that ripples, and it just continues to have a rippling effect. So don't neglect your prayer life. It's the best thing that you could ever do, and miracles do happen when you pray. God bless.
God bless you. That's Sarah Jordan Powell. I don't know if you feel like singing a little phrase.
Well, maybe somebody would like to join me in a little praise song.
In the morning like this, you have to wake it up and things like that. I don't want to embarrass you.
Well, no, it's not an embarrassment, because we just say. And I know everybody knows this little song. It just says, real, real, Jesus is real to me. Don't you all know that? Oh, yes, he gives me. He gives me victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Yes, he's real to me.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
How many know that he's real?
Yes, I know
he's
real.
He's real. No, I tell you, you wake up and you know he's real. You go through the day, you know he's real. When you go to bed at night, you know he's real. You know, that a lot of people don't know that. And so we have to share this glorious message. Once when I was in Calcutta, Mother Teresa said to me, and you know, they just canonized her, and now she's a saint. And but she said, Sarah, always remember, a life not lived for others is not worth living. And that's why she had the She had the orphanage to share with people that everybody is important. They would bring babies to her doorstep and lay them there. The women said they couldn't keep them. And she would bring them in and nurse them to health. And so we have to realize that none of us is here for ourselves. We're all here for others. And that's why we have to tell this glorious story that Jesus is alive on planet Earth. And we want the world to know the reason that there is negative behavior and the reason people act badly is because they don't know that they are loved. And so it's our responsibility to tell the world, every person you meet, if you have any time with them and they're in your space, that do you know that God loves you? And let them know, because many people don't know that God loves them. And he has a wonderful plan for their lives. And when we do that, we're doing the work of the Lord. We're making ourselves an ambassador for him. We're making ourselves disciples. That's why you're saved, to make disciples. And so thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, for opening this line so that people can absolutely witness and tell the world that God is real in their lives and he will do the same for them. All they have to do is open their heart and say, God, I love you, forgive me, and I'm open to do your will. And it's amazing how miracles will happen. I tell you, and thank you for doing this. This early prayer is touching me right now.
Well, thank you so much. This is Sarah Jordan Powell. God bless you. You have blessed us this morning in a great way. And continue.
Hallelujah.
How we talk.
Well, you know you've blessed the world. How can we not know that you have touched the world with your life, with your ministry, and with your music? I tell you, I was talking with a young man in Kansas City who called me. I think it's his name, Brandon.
McCray,
yes. And he was telling me how you ministered to him so many times, so much that he went back to school. And because you had your doctorate in music, that's what he aspired to do. And he's blessing people. So I'm telling you, the rippling effect that your life, your ministry, your music has on people is just unfathomable. Because God knew he brought you to this earth to touch the lives of people, and that's what you're doing, and you won't stop. Somebody said, well, do you ever retire? No, you don't retire. You just refire. That's what you do. And so it doesn't matter whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100. You came to this earth on assignment, and you're going to fulfill the call on your life. And thank God for you. We praise God for your ministry and for what you're doing in the lives of people.
Thank you so much. That's Sister Sarah Jordan Powell. And we just appreciate this wonderful, wonderful, great word that she's brought us this morning. She's blessed my heart. And thank you for the encouragement, and Mrs. Powell, and all the people on the line. I'm sure we're touched and encouraged by you as we pray. Not our will, but God's will.
That's
Amen.
It.
Yes. Amen. I want to open up the line. I'm sure there are people who want to speak with you. And what we do now is kind of like a person who on Sunday morning or whenever, they're a special guest speaker, and people want to shake their hand and encourage them. I don't care who you are. I don't care what level you are. You're on. Everyone needs to be encouraged. So
yes.
People who want to just say hello to you, encourage you. I'm going to ask them if you would tell us who you are and where you're from. Amen. Who you are and where you're from, and then begin speaking. All right? God bless you. The line is open to you if you want to say a word of encouragement to Sister Sarah Jordan Powell. Who you are, where you're from, and then begin speaking. The line's open to you. Who's first?
Good morning.
Sister Linda Farchi from Salt Lake City, 801. Sister Powell. I enjoyed your message, your encouragement this morning.
Thank you.
You have a good day and just have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
So you sure have touched me today.
Wonderful. Well, just remember that you're loved. Remember that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoyed your message this morning.
Tell us who you are and where you're from first, Mother.
All Mother right. Willie Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm.
Yes.
I just thank God for your words, and I thank God for you being on the prayer line with Dr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Right, someone else.
Tell Good
us
morning.
Who you are and where you're from. Someone Good else. Up in there and let's encourage them. This great vessel of the Lord.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Lingam, 773 Chicago, Illinois. I enjoyed to so much this morning. You really inspired me. And you keep doing great work of the Lord. And thank God for Peace Ambassador, Dr. John.
Yes.
God bless
yes.
everyone. Love you all.
Yes.
All right, someone else jump in there.
Ambassador Amber Johnson in San Angelo, Texas, area code 325. Good morning to the saints of God and to our own special guest on this morning, Sarah Jordan Powell. Your name has been renowned. I've heard it many times in my life. And I just want you to know I enjoyed you so much on this morning, reminding us to continue in prayer. Pray
yes.
without ceasing.
Yes.
We thank God for that precious nugget that you bring back to our remembrance. And we just realized that my mind went back to Mother Elsie Shaw. She said, there's no end to this thing. So we know constantly we must continue in prayer and having the attitude that just, that adds the ice cream on it. You know, we can look for the activity of prayer,
yeah.
but the attitude of prayer, I thank you so much for adding that on with it on this morning, which is why I love this prayer line, because we get up first thing in the morning giving praise, honor, and glory to the Lord for our Chief Ambassador having the vision
yes.
take us down this road. I thank the Lord for it has really helped me, I mean, many of times. So I just praise God for you, Sister Powell. May the Lord continue to bless you, and thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. You just be encouraged and know that the Lord is on your side, and there are higher heights and deeper depths for you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Someone else.
Good morning, 913 Kansas City, Kansas, Ambassador-elect Sheila Brown. Good morning. Thank the Lord for that rich word, and he has been dealing with me about praying without ceasing. And to pray his kingdom down. That's
mm-hmm.
what he told me. He said, you pray my prayer so my kingdom would come down. And I just thank you so much, ma'am, and may the Lord continue to bless you. From the time you opened your mouth, I felt the anointing of God. So
Hallelujah.
I know that this was a divine appointment. And Chief Ambassador, thank
yes.
you for letting the Lord lead and direct you on this guest. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Betty Johnson in Kansas City. It is so good to hear your voice this morning, Sister Powell. And just to hear those encouraging words, those uplifting words, it just really touched my heart. It's just wonderful to hear your voice. I really enjoyed your message this morning.
Thanks.
The devil didn't want me to say that this morning because as soon as I said good morning, the phone hung up. But I do praise God for you this morning and hope you will return and grace us with your presence again.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And may the will of the Lord be done in your life.
That's the first lady of this line, Betty Johnson. And
oh, was that who that is? I did not know that. But praise God for her. I was so inspired by her remarks. And I just know that God has some great things in store for you. Just continue to live the life that
Thank
Jesus
you.
Yes, that Jesus has assigned to you. God is so good, and his name deserves everything that we can say and do. We just want to lift him up, and he said he would do the drawing. All we have to do is lift him up. So thank you so much for that encouragement.
Amen.
All right, someone else.
This is Sister Lucille.
This is Sister Lucille.
Erica, too, my man. But I really enjoyed the message because you're really uplifting. Like I think some people don't know they love, and some people don't feel like they love. But you really enlightened us this morning. I enjoyed you, enjoyed your singing. And I'm glad I had a chance to say, tell you that I really enjoyed you. God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, and be encouraged. And know that God is on your side. I don't care what you're going through today or in the future. Just know that you are his special child, and he loves you.
Thank you.
Luke 2:9.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jennifer William from Long Island, New York, area code 516. Good morning, everyone. Dr. Johnson, I just thank God for you, woman of God. I was just listening all day this morning. God bless you.
God bless you.
The line is open to you. Tell where you
this is Sister Lucille, and I just want to let her know that she gave some very encouraging words, and I got a lot out of it. And I thank her for it, and God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille.
All right, tell who you are and where you're from. All right, anyone else want to give accolades to the Cheryl Jordan?
Good morning.
I have to remember that she doesn't know where these area codes are. Tell her who you are and where you're from.
Well, Ambassador Lily Garnett, area code 773. I enjoyed the message, and I enjoy you have a beautiful spirit. And also, I enjoy your singing. So
Thank you.
To let God use you, woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you. And back at you. Just know that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And thank you for getting up early to get on this prayer line.
Thank you. I receive it.
Anyone else? The line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to jump in really quick. Good morning. This is 816. This is Charlotte Graham calling out of Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
It was so wonderful. So wonderful. I enjoyed you. Thank you so much for sharing on this beautiful Thursday. Have a great day, okay?
And you too, sweetheart.
Paula, I really enjoyed that message and that song. This is so encouraging. You to come on in and encourage our heart. We just thank you. Thank you to Dr. Johnson and Dr. Lady Bennett for having her on here. And everyone on the prayer line.
Yes.
May God bless you and may have a smile upon you.
That's Mother Britt from, I believe, North Carolina.
Oh.
North Carolina, Mother Britt.
Mother Britt, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Mother Britt has been one of the first ones, has been with us a long time.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Praise God. God is good, isn't he?
All right, anyone else want to say something?
This is Sister Coma from Cassidy, Kansas, 913. I just want to thank you for coming on today. Blessing my soul. You have a wonderful and a blessed day.
Thank you. You too, sweetheart.
Anyone else?
This is Sister Christopher, area code 432, Odessa, Texas. I just want to say that the word was a blessing to me on today. All week I've heard and I've been dealing with the prayer, Our Father, hallowed be thy name. And that was just confirmation for me on this morning, and I am just so blessed by the word.
Praise the Lord.
All right, do we have anybody else?
Yes, this is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773, Chicago, Illinois. Just want to tell Sister Sarah Jordan Powell, I want to thank her for those words of encouragement, as she always do. And just want to let her know that I am a member of Faith Temple Church of God in Christ.
Oh, why? Thank you. Blessings to you. Blessings to you. Let the Lord today be your strength and your shield, and let your heart trust in him. Because he will help you. Whatever you're going through, just know and give him thanks for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take one more. One more. Anyone else want to jump in there? And
Ambassador Gina Hodges, calling out of Kansas City, Missouri. And I just want to thank Sister Sarah Jordan Powell for that word this morning. Very, very encouraging. And also for that song she sang. I remember. growing up, how she used to come to me. That's